Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
All right, let's go. It's almost Friday. It's obviously Thursday. It's 9/11. It's 6:02. She's Mikayla Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. It's these days, man, and I it's tough getting ready for them. Even if it was just the 24th anniversary of 9/11, mm-hmm. it's just got a little extra weight to it that's not really. And I never have the right words.
I know, dude.
Right out of the chute. It's not that it's not in our wheelhouse. It's just not that we believe in positivity.
Yeah.
We believe in love. We believe in laughing. We believe in all of those things. Obviously, the world's funky right now. Obviously, with the shooting yesterday. So here's all I got to say. We believe in love. We believe in laughter.
Yeah.
We believe in all of those things. We believe that you feel the way that you feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get yourself fired today because you can't hold your water on social media.
Yeah.
Dude, it's no one cares. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, you've never changed anybody's mind with your political opinion. And I'm just saying it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's just not. And I know there were a lot of folks, you know, kind of on an unfollow spree yesterday. I did a little bit of that myself, but only because, and the only reason I'm talking about it is just because, I don't know, perspective, I guess.
Yeah.
It's only because, listen, I love you, but if you're going off, if we're sitting next to each other at the bar and you're going off on politics, I'm probably going to excuse myself, go to the bathroom, and then just go to my car.
Yeah.
just quietly jellyfish away. Not because I disagree with you. I may very well agree with you. I still need to hear it.
Yeah. You could also just put down the phone
yeah.
for the day.
Yeah.
Go outside. Take care of yourself. See, enjoy the weather, which is very nice.
The weather's lovely.
I'm telling you, like, that's also a response.
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed. So, with that in mind, we got stuff to do.
Let's do it.
You know, and well, this isn't important. These are important things. Well, this is important to people, too.
Yeah, let us be the distraction.
That's what I've always said. So, I get this out of the way at 6 o'clock, kind of set the tone. And away we go. And we'll repeat it because there's folks that come into the show in other parts.
Yep.
But if you're wondering why we're not in that space, it's because you need us to be in this space.
Yeah.
So here we are. And here we go.
Woo!
On the upside today, a 1-in-8 shot to start the day. Second day in a row, it's been a 1-in-8 shot.
Yeah, dude.
On high low. And then you realize you can't say words like shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Words like that mm-hmm. seem mm-hmm. odd. A 1-in-8 chance for high low. I want to go to Disneyland. Your high number right now?
019.
Your low number is?
010.
Let's get right at it. 702-364-9898. 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of Disney. And then, by the way, we're done tomorrow. And this is game number 12. So we got to have 3 winners in 2 days is the long and the short of it.
Are you doing Easter eggs or no?
Right now? I don't think so. Mostly okay. 'Cause I can't think of one. But I mean, you know, let's see how it plays out right now. 702-364-9898 for your 1-in-8 chance. Let's do it.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
KLQC.
1-in-8. That's what it's down to.
Mm-hmm.
On game number 12, high low, I want to go game number 12 of 14.
Jeez.
Put that into perspective. It's all over. 10 o'clock by 10 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have these next 3 winners. We'll start looking for a grand prize. We'll probably call them on Monday for the upgrade for the mm-hmm. 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort. 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland. So exciting.
So excited.
It's good. We need that. We need a distraction.
Absolutely.
Today. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
Katrina Carson from Red Rock.
All right, right up there on line number 1. Hey, hi, Katrina.
Hi.
Good morning.
I almost renamed you KC. Right, just like that. Anybody ever call you Casey?
Okay.
I like Casey.
No.
Can we call you Casey?
Sure, you can call me Casey.
She don't care as long as she wins these tickets.
Yeah, she's like, just give me the tickets.
She don't care. You call me whatever you want. All right, here's our situation, Katrina. Your high number sits at
019.
And your low number sits at
001. No.
No.
010.
Yeah.
It's okay, early. Whoa, read it backwards. My bad.
So 010 on the low end, 019 on the high end. What's your guess?
014.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Are you sure?
No. Now I know that when you ask,
we don't need to talk about that part.
Thank God.
We don't need to say that out loud. So, okay. What is
016?
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh.
Final answer? Oh, your phone cut out. Did you say final answer?
Final answer.
016. It's funny, your phone cut out and it made it dramatic.
I know.
I was like, ooh. All right, 016.
Final answer, 016. Yep.
That's it. Final answer, we're doing this.
Okay.
Nope.
Too high.
Oh, man.
Hey, dang, Katrina.
Listen, I'll say this. Here's your Easter egg. She went further away.
Okay.
She went further away. So 016 is what we're going to ride with. We'll see you back here at 7, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye,
bye,
Casey.
Girl.
Yeah.
Casey. That's so cute, actually.
Casey.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
She got it. Yeah, she got herself. She made it worse. I'll just say that. 0160 1 in 5.
Okay.
1 in 5, but it really, honest to goodness, should be 1 in 3.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I think we've
yeah,
made
no,
it.
Yeah, got it. Picking fair. It up.
Listen, we got work to do between now and tomorrow. All right. We'll see you again at 7 o'clock. Chad Buchanan Show is brought to you by the Paradise R&B Festival. Soulful Tunes, Smooth Grooves, Downtown Las Vegas Events Center, Saturday the 27th, which will be here before you know it. So you better get to dlvec.com, get tickets. First Pick, brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. Craig and Anthem did the funniest doggone thing, and he wants to know this, Adrian, this thing that our boy, our new best friend, Greg and Anthem, mm-hmm. what he did, this might be the most Michaela thing ever.
Okay.
Except Greg did it.
Oh, I like him already.
And he would just like to know what the etiquette is. what the etiquette is for this.
We've got judgment. We got judgment for him.
I don't think it's, I hear you. I don't think it's literally like, what do you do? And I'm not sure I know the answer. It's not judgment.
Okay,
it's just,
okay.
How do we?
Maybe solution. Know,
kind of the overriding theme of today's show. How do we move forward from here?
Let's go.
Right?
Okay.
First Pick brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. That's coming up next.
It's the First Pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First Pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
Greg got in the wrong car and gets in. He's not at home.
Mm-mm.
He said he's coming out of an appointment. He's got to go to another appointment. Things are tight. Schedule's tight.
Yeah.
He's hustling. Jumps in the car. No big deal.
Uh-huh.
Why the hell is my seat so far forward?
Uh-huh.
He's adjusting his seat. He's trying to figure out who he can be mad at because his seat's screwed up. Looks around. What did it say? Pink squishy cow?
Yeah. A baby car seat in the back.
Yeah. All that. Sticker that doesn't belong.
He's like, oh, maybe this isn't my car.
Wrong car.
Love this guy.
And the other person left the car unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, what a crazy
coincidence.
So now he's like, so what's the etiquette here? Monique, what's the etiquette? What do you do? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Monique, hello. We're muted. I'm pretty sure we're muted for Monique. Hey, Sarah, what do you do?
I would just leave.
Yeah, honestly, what other choice do you have?
God, I know.
And what are you going to leave a note? Go ahead.
You got to rummage through their stuff to leave a note.
No. No.
Looking for a pen. Yeah. You're in the glove compartment, just chilling.
Yeah, or you go back to your car, and then you return to the scene of the crime. No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
No. I'm gone.
I think you're right. Think you're right. Thank you, Sarah. Nathan, what's the protocol here?
I was thinking that just run out of there, or I was thinking maybe just sit there and wait for him to come back and
oh
be like,
God.
What?
You're already late. You're already late. You gotta go.
Chillish.
Among the other reasons.
Stay at the scene of the crime.
They
I've never heard
over.
That before.
A crime that you didn't commit.
Yeah, to apologize.
There's no crime.
I love it.
It looks like I'm stealing this car.
I just want to say I'm sorry. My bad.
I was just patrolling it.
Yeah, a million percent. And yeah, is she going to get in the car and she'll notice the seats back.
Oh, God, I'd freak out though if I were her.
And so she's going to freak out. Is there somebody in the car? Am I compromised? That's the only point to leaving a note. Thank you, Nathan. That's the only point to leaving a note is maybe. Just maybe you like they're not freaked out then.
Yeah, that would be my answer. I'd leave a note. I'd put my number if she needed to confirm.
No.
Just because I wouldn't want her to be scared.
You don't need that. You don't need that
conversation.
Okay, now let's just play this out. Let's take this full crazy. By the way, you're not leaving your number. That's nuts.
No, I would. In my mind, in a panic. Listen, I've done this before. I hate even admitting it. I have.
You got the wrong car?
Yeah, I've done it multiple ways. I've gotten into the wrong car that I thought was an Uber. Right. Last week, I put some equipment in my photographer's car. Wasn't his car. He's like, Mike, that's not my car. I was like, okay, let me just get
these cameras. Look at all these people that are leaving their doors unlocked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so in a panic, in my attempt to help, I always make things worse. I would leave my number and be like, oh, sorry. Oh, God, call me if you need to confirm it was me.
Then what happens when, because people are evil, then what happens when they go, you stole something? I had money in the car, or I had jewelry in the car, and you stole it. And she's admitting she was in my car.
Okay. Well, hopefully I would think about that and then not leave my number because that's a very good point.
I might leave a note and say, hey, I accidentally got in the wrong car. I moved your seat. Please don't be scared. I wouldn't sign it. I wouldn't leave a number.
Oh, God, that's such a good point. Oh, you can't
On the positive
number.
Side of this, I think there's a lesson learned because you even just said it. You're like, who are all these people that are leaving their car?
Lock your stuff.
I've walked up to cars that I thought were mine, but luckily they were locked, so I didn't. So I think that in this situation, like if this guy walks away, number one, he's going to like be more attentive. Kind of like when you're texting, when you're driving and you almost get into a car accident, you're like, okay, all right, let me pay attention.
Yeah, let me put my phone
down. So he has that perspective.
Yourself.
And then hopefully the mom, the woman, when she gets to her car and goes, what the hell just happened? Let me make sure that my car is now locked.
Adrian, player of the segment now. Nicely done.
Bring the maturity.
Player of the game brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. Now, the big brain of the segment brought to you by Northwest Career College.
Yeah, beautiful.
See? That's a free one for sales.
Mm-hmm. Good timing.
You still leaving your number?
No.
Okay, good.
That was such a good point. I honestly would just fix the seat and then run.
And I love that. And I truly love. Yeah, I might try and put that seat back.
Yeah, and then
where it was, squeeze myself out of there and get on
without
my day.
Yeah, but it's never the same. It's never the same.
It's never the same, but at least it'll be close. Instead of being like, holy crap, why is my seat all the way back? It'll at least be like, well, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Did my legs get shorter?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
1 in 5 chance at high low. I want to go to Disneyland. Should be a 1 in 3. Might wrap this thing up now.
Let's go soon.
I mean, really. So think about this. High end, low end are right in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Because you shouldn't, if you're paying attention, you shouldn't be messing with nothing else. We'll get into that in just a minute. But first, good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. These guys are straight up heroes. 3 construction workers in Iowa saw that this apartment complex, I don't know if they were working on it or if they were nearby. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the apartment complex was on fire. Folks were trapped up on the top floor. They went in, they saved two people, right? They couldn't get the third one. So, and he's a kid. So they go over. Well, here's one of the construction workers. His name's John Lewis talking about this thing.
When you hear a child in harm's way, you know, yeah, you'll do what you got to do. So I grabbed a trampoline and me and another friend took and scooted it over to the window.
A trampoline.
I love it.
Jump out of the thing.
Right
trampoline.
Out of the movies.
But like out of the, but how does it always end up in the movies? I don't think this was better than that.
When it was black and with the flames and smoke, and we coached him down to get him to jump. So he jumped out of the window onto the trampoline. And once he hit the trampoline, I caught him and got him away from the building. And we knew everyone was out at that point.
God it, bless man. Those guys.
Yeah,
jeez.
Everybody's fine. The honestly, the only ones who really got hurt, from what I understand, was the firefighters.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or not the firefighters, the construction workers. Who went to go save people.
Yeah.
They got burns because they were going to just...
Yeah, I believe
phenomenal.
It.
Phenomenal.
Good dudes.
A Texas man had a pet pigeon. Know what his pet pigeon's name was?
What?
Kevin. I don't know why.
Oh, God, it's I just, love human you know, names
it's
for
like
animals.
Real. Yeah, like, it's, that's real. That's friendship. That's love.
Yeah, come on, Kevin.
Kevin went missing last weekend. The guy owns an auto shop and brings Kevin to work with him. Kevin is blind.
Oh.
Kevin the pigeon is blind. And that's why dude brings, I don't even know his name. Dude brings Kevin to work with him. Kevin somehow ended up in the bed of this guy's truck, you know, that the guy was working on.
Sure.
At his auto shop. And he ended up going home with this other dude.
Oh, Kevin.
And then now, you know, the guy's worried and he's like, where's Kevin?
Uh-huh.
And then the guy who's, no, he's here in the back of my truck. and I don't know why the cops, got involved, but they did.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good.
I'm about to tell you the weirdest thing you've probably ever heard in your life, okay? So did you just get your truck inspected?
Yeah.
Okay, so that guy has a pet pigeon and it's in the back of your truck. Oh, yeah, he's back here.
They say he raises the pigeons, but this one came out blind. And I've been taking care of him for like 2 years already. So it's like a child.
Kevin,
thank you guys so much, man. You guys, no problem. It's like a child to me, and thank you guys so much.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of pent-up emotion that's coming out.
On the verge of crying.
Yeah.
That's me, too. That's what I'm saying. This is the dumbest thing. And then really quick, this guy named in Canada, his name's Daniel Drouin, who lost his home in a fire this summer. Ugh. But then guess what? He just won a new home in a raffle he entered in June. He's the luckiest unlucky dude you ever met.
Somebody said to me today, you're the most luckiest unluckiest person I know. Back in June, my girlfriend and I went and looked at the Big Brothers Big Sisters Dream Cottage. So I bought a ticket, never thought nothing of it. The last day of July, I'd gotten a call at 2:00 in the morning. My son called, hysterical, saying the house was on fire. We lost everything. That led us up to Friday that just passed. I got a call and I looked at the phone. It's Myron Yates, executive director at Big Brothers Big Sisters.
I have some good news for you. You're the winner.
Are you kidding?
No.
You gotta be kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
My house is gone. Now I have a house. Like, what are the...
I'm not crying. It's my allergies.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like what Texas accents. I like Canadian accents.
Listen, that's insane. And the fact that he got it after losing his home, amazing, yeah. Amazing.
Fantastic. Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good beat.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Let's go. 7:03 on Thursday. Today's 24th anniversary of anniversary. Is that the word? Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I've seen it on social media written that way.
Yeah.
24th anniversary of 9/11. It's just heavy. The events of yesterday, no matter what side you are on that, I don't think you're unaffected. okay, I guess. You know, there's a place for that too, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
For the record, we know why we're here. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to dive deep into all of that. Just, we want to be a place where you can go to still maybe have a little smile and have a little fun today and get away from all that other stuff.
Yep.
So there you go. Just, however, I mean, it was, because this is a place, Michaela, as you well know, growing up here, a lot of New Yorkers come here. And a lot had come to this town. Shoot, back in 2001, we were getting like 5,000 people a month that were moving here.
Yeah.
The city was booming and mm-hmm. there were a ton of people from New York.
Yeah.
And like a lot of other radio people have those stories from that day. We used to go on at 5 a.m. And so when the second plane hit in New York, we were on the air. And at the time, you didn't have a TV in the studio.
Yeah.
In fact, that day changed that policy. Because you didn't have TV in the studio. Oh, it's distracting. You're watching TV.
Oh, sure.
I can do both. I have a big enough brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did have a TV in what they call the production room, which was like a place where you make commercials.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And so we always turned the TV around from that room so I could take like half a step back and I could just see what was going on. And literally we're on the air and I said, hey, there's something weird going on in New York. It looks like we've got the audio here somewhere. It's probably don't need it right now. But I guess something weird's going on in New York. It looks like a plane, the world, like a traffic plane or something. That's what we figured at the
mm-hmm,
time.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the World Trade Center. And then literally we're on the air as it hits.
What's so crazy is when I found out, I was in the car with my dad. I was going to St. Francis. So I think I was in fourth grade. And the news broke from the radio. And I can only assume it had to have been you because that was the only station I listened to. And if that's the case, I will never forget. My dad said, stop talking. And he turned the radio up so loud. Yeah. And that's how he found it. It pulled over the car. What a wild experience.
Yeah, it was just crazy. And like a lot of radio guys, we stayed on the air till 5 o'clock that afternoon.
Yeah.
Just until finally it was just, there was nothing else. There just really wasn't anything else to say.
Mm-hmm.
And we just took calls. We turned into a talk show.
Yeah.
And just took calls.
Yeah.
From people and people wanting to find their relative. It was just surreal. And so now all of the other events of this week, this week is going to stick with us for a while. But again, we're here. We know what we're here for. And this is part of it right here. Let's find a refuge. Let's be a place to go.
Yeah.
I just didn't want all the people. There's a woman named Tay that every year, today's her birthday.
Oh.
Her birthday for the last 24 years.
Yeah.
Has been like, meh.
I know. Happy birthday, Mama.
No, and so she would call every year and we would give her San Gennaro feast tickets.
I love it.
Now she reaches out on social media and we do a little side deal.
Yeah. Oh, love a good side deal.
So love you, Tay. Happy birthday. But yeah, so I know that there's stuff on people's minds and we want to acknowledge that. And respect that.
Of course.
But we also know what we're here for.
Yeah. Let us be the distraction.
Hi, Lo. I want to go to Disneyland. Sounds good right about now, huh?
Yes.
Three games left. This is game number 12 out of 14. It's a 1 in 5 chance, which is really more. So what happened was at 6 a.m., it was a 1 in 8. She said 014. I said final answer. She said yes. I said, are you sure? And then she went the wrong way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's a 1 in 5. Officially, the high number is
016.
But we all know that's not the real, you know. It's the real, but it's not the real.
Mm-hmm.
And the low number, which is real.
010.
Okay, so what you going to do? 702-364-9898. Let's see if we can't get a winner right now. Caller 25.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5. KLQC.
Hey, Brandon, who'd you say was on the phone?
It'll be Lexi Estrada from South Las Vegas.
South Las Vegas.
Hey.
South.
What's that mean?
So usually they'll say Silverado Ranch. They'll say South Point. They'll say Southern Highlands. Inspirata.
Mm-hmm.
West Henderson. I think that covers it. Blue Diamond, perhaps. Mountain's Edge, maybe.
Mountain's Edge.
Maybe.
I got to tell you something. I had a drive to Mountain's Edge the other day, and I was like, God, I can't really remember. And then I did all of the Michaela Hometown Throwdown. I'm like, yes, everybody. And I was like, okay, yeah, I got it now. Really, I like use
Buffalo,
it for geography.
Buffalo and Blue Diamond. Uh-huh. Yeah, to the park. Exploration Park. Yeah. We used to do the Candlelighters 5K there. They may still.
Yeah, this really helps me.
That's right around this time. Is that happening this weekend? So do you, Lexi, do you fit into one of those that we mentioned?
Yes. Silverado Ranch.
Okay, yeah.
I figured possibly. Your high number right now, which is really not the high number, but officially your high number is?
016.
And your low number, which is officially the low number?
010.
It's a 1 in 5 chance, but really a 1 in 3. What are you going to guess?
I've been listening for like the last 5, 6, 7 days. We've been calling every day, my coworkers and I.
Excellent.
If I got the Easter egg right, I would guess 011.
If you were, what made you say that?
I mean, yesterday you were hinting a little bit, but you say 1 in 3 chance, not really 1 in 5.
Correct.
So,
smarty girl.
I could guess 013.
But you did guess what?
011.
And is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
Good.
You get to go.
I'm like, oh my God, don't talk yourself out of it.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
I could.
My God, I'm so happy she didn't go back.
Oh my God, for a minute there, it was like.
Oh my God, all my coworkers are screaming.
Girl, yes!
Well, turn the phone. Let's hear them.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is Kathy. I have Destiny. I'm sure Liz is listening. We've been calling all week.
Good for you.
Well,
and by the way, there's 2 games left, so there's no reason why one of them can't win, too.
Yeah.
4 2-day, yeah, 1-park per day tickets, Disneyland Resort, courtesy of Disney. Congratulations. Okay, so you've got 4 tickets. Who goes with you?
Probably Kathy. I'm sorry, Liz, but Kathy's been here since 6 a.m. here from Bob's Repair every morning.
Okay.
Usually it's my kids. Usually it's my, you know, relatives.
Mm-mm.
No, instead it's coworker Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's Kathy. Liz.
Yes, Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy's on her way to Disney.
Kathy,
babe.
Not Liz. That's so good.
Oh, that's so great,
hilarious.
Girls.
Congratulations. Nice job. Way to not talk yourself out of it. That's the problem with these. Once we get everybody thinking with Easter eggs, then they're like, okay, bud.
I know.
Then you start overthinking it.
Uh-huh.
Go, oh, my God. Yeah, 011 was the number.
Rocked it, girl.
Good stuff. Lexi Estrada, officially, we'll call her from Silverado Ranch. Nice.
Woohoo.
And Liz, call it 8, I guess.
Yeah, and Liz.
Yeah.
And Liz, who's quitting her job as we speak.
Yeah.
That's great.
Is that an HR violation, though?
Maybe. It could be perceived as hostile.
They don't
Kathy, just pack your bags and girls get ready.
Yeah, wait. Which one's going?
We're ready.
Which one's going, Kathy or Liz?
Cassie.
Liz is not going. Why? And so there's not enough for Liz? There's not enough tickets for Liz?
No, it's going to be me, my boyfriend, Kathy, and her husband.
Okay.
Oh, a double date.
And Liz.
All right, Liz, you got to call.
And fifth wheel Liz.
Liz, call it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you guys work it out. Hang on 1 second. That's awesome. 2 games left. Game number 13 begins at 8 o'clock. Michaela and I were having an off-air discussion, okay? And I'll tell you this much. I could say one thing. You would guess this. You'd guess it right away.
Ugh.
I don't know if that helps or not. You know what I mean? I don't know if that particularly helps.
Uh-huh.
Other than to maybe lead you down the path that it would be easily
guessable.
Landed, and yeah. So that's not an Easter egg. That's preparation for you know what I mean?
Okay, sure.
It's an Easter egg. Yeah. It's not an Easter egg.
Exactly.
Sort of.
Yeah, it's like an appetizer.
But literally, I could blurt out one thing and you'd go, oh,
full meal.
Got it. done. Mm-hmm. So I would stay close to 98.5 KLUC, the Chet Buchanan Show. We'll see you back here at 8 o'clock to play High Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland. Oh, well, actually, you should stick around for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Casey Evans from Centennial Hills is your new champ. We'll play next.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, listen to this.
This Hometown Throwdown is brought to you by Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall. Unlock excitement.
How'd you do that without moving your lips?
Because I'm very talented.
We know this.
Thank you.
This is the obvious.
Thank you. I've had to learn how to speak with a lot of Botox for a long time. It's very natural for me now. No movement. It's what I like.
Sometimes them lip fillers just get out of control.
Yeah, I just got to say, Juvederm, move. I got something to do.
Do you do all that?
No. I do Botox. I did lip fillers. Uh-huh. And then...
You have Botox right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do Botox in my forehead and around my eyes, my crow's feet. Haven't done lip filler in a couple of years.
Should I
do
that?
Not opposed to it.
Should I do that or would I look weird?
No, I know a lot of guys that do it.
Right, but should...
should you be the one?
Yeah, let me ask that question again. Just because, should I do it or would it look weird?
I don't know. Let me text Amy.
Some people... oh, no, my wife would be totally against.
I know she would.
My wife would say...
Yeah, so no. I'm going to side with Amy now.
She'd be like, get out.
Yeah.
All natural.
Yeah.
I moisturize.
I love that
use
for you.
Use a little tea tree face wash.
Okay.
And then one of my smart Alec friends.
Yes.
Hey, so you, because I shave my head, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so how far up do you wash, when you wash your face, how far up does it go?
Oh my God, moron.
That's not a moron. That's a good question.
No, I said it in a funny way.
My friend's a moron.
I know. I said it in a funny way.
Because they're my friend.
Listen, I love a morning routine. I'm just happy you have one. So
you do the lavender mint?
No, man. Tea tree.
Yeah, the lavender mint tea tree.
Oh, no.
I'm just looking it up right now.
What is this world?
I'm on a website right now.
No, Trader Joe's. All right. So that wraps up this edition of... Chet Buchanan skincare.
Love it. The morning shed.
God, that's like there, though. There's something
dude,
there.
That's like that story I told you yesterday. So I ran a radio station in Salt Lake City and went in there and this guy was young. He was just learning to be on the radio, nervous. It was his first full-time gig. And I'm like, hey, so, and he was really stiff, right? He was just super stiff on the air. And so I was just trying to give him different ways to kind of relate with the audience. And I said, man, you should go out there and just talk about, hey, it's going to be a nice day today. If you're going to go eat your lunch outside, put on some sunscreen, you know, just to show that you're relating with people and, you know, and just whatever. Start there. Mm-hmm. Give him a little start, you know, a little 101. He literally the song ends. And all of a sudden this weird, I mean, like I'm trying to find something in here that I could play that would make sense. It sounded like. No, not that. That's not weird enough. This gives you the idea. But, and now, he's like, and now, melanoma and you.
Oh.
And he starts reading, 36% of Americans have, and I'm just like, this is not the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the whole thing.
No, we're going to do it right, Chet. We're going to get you an Ulta sponsorship.
How cool would that be?
Yeah, that would be rad.
That would be unprecedented. I'd be the only dude, I guarantee you, I'd be the only dude in radio that had a skincare sponsorship.
Yeah, dude, and the people want it. Listen, I had a couple of DMs yesterday when I was talking about my hair routine. The girls were like, yo, hit me up. And I did. I gave it all to them. If you had a skincare routine, they'd be in your DMs.
Honestly, it was one of the, when you first started on this show,
yeah,
you said that to me. You go, you know, you have really great skin. Now I realize now you were just trying to be nice and butter me up and get me on your side.
Yeah.
Which was ridiculous because I was already there. No. I was already there. But it stuck with me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, now going back to that, did you mean that at that time?
Yes, Chet. My God.
I don't know.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Right here. There's the music.
Just play it.
You're your champion. Hi, Casey Evans.
Adrian, stop.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
Did you wash your face today?
Not yet.
Attaboy.
Oh, come on, brother.
Good. Who's our challenger?
Junior Sahui from Boca Park.
Hey, what's up, Junior?
Hey, how's it going?
We never have two dudes playing. We never. It never happens.
What up, boys?
That we have two dudes playing.
They're waiting for you to drop that skincare routine. See, the men need it.
I attracted them.
Yeah, you did.
Talking about the skincare.
Way to go.
This guy relates to us.
The tea tree oil brought him in.
Tea tree oil, you say? Are you guys giving away tea tree oil? Listen, buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud so that we know it's you. Make sure you don't answer until we call on you because you may think you got in first, but you did not. Hey, Casey. Why do we call your quizmaster the commissioner? Because her last name is...
Gordon.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
He knew. He knew. He just needed a little hint.
The only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This singer, who just released a surprise second album, posted pictures in nothing but his Calvin...
Casey, yes, got in first.
Justin Bieber.
What's happening right now? I've got too many things playing. Is it Justin Bieber?
Yeah, dude.
Yes, sorry, I was too busy trying to run the show. What was the question? What was the answer?
This singer who just released a surprise second album posted pictures in nothing but his Calvin Kleins.
Oh, my. And that song UConn went to number one. Just
I love
like
UConn.
That. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah.
Champion one, challenger, Squadoosh.
This singer, who is also an ex of Justin Bieber, says had she met her fiancé 5 years ago, she would not have been mature enough, but is so happy to be marrying Benny Blanco now. What's
Casey.
Her name?
Casey to go up two zip.
Selena Gomez.
It is Selena Gomez.
Okay, boys knowing pop culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you let him down the path.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Benny Blanco part.
Thank you.
Champion two. I know Junior tried hard on that one. Still
yeah,
nothing.
This A-list entertainer was caught shopping with her ex-stepson in Beverly Hills, and it seemed to be Affleck approved.
Oh.
What's this singer's name?
Junior
to get on the board.
Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez.
Come on, Junior.
Yes.
Yay.
Casey got two. Junior got one.
This vocal legend finally received her first Moon Man at the VMA Awards this week for hits like Heartbreaker, and she accepted
crazy,
with the
right?
quote,
Casey.
What in the...
Casey for the win!
Mariah Carey.
It is so weird that that was her first Moon Man.
Dude, I know.
So weird. Game over.
Congratulations, my dude.
Oh, that's right. I forgot Casey's got cheerleaders in the background.
Yeah.
Forgot about all that.
That was so nice, Junior.
I was wondering where that woo would come from earlier. Now I remember.
Yeah.
That's all. Hey, Junior, great job, buddy.
He's like a good guy, so I thought I'd let him win.
Good job, Junior.
It's good of you, Junior.
So sweet of you,
you're a good man.
You guys have a good day.
All right, buddy.
Too.
We'll see you. Casey, remind us. I don't think we found out yesterday. Who is that in the background?
That's my wife and two daughters.
Oh, I love it.
What's your wife's name?
Jade.
Jade.
What up, Jade?
And names and ages of your daughters. Not that we're trying to put your business out there. I just want to be familiar.
Ella just turned 13 and Taylor is 10.
Oh, I love the name Ella.
Ella 13, Taylor 10. I'm writing it all down so we're ready for tomorrow.
That's right.
Well, this is good. You've got another set of tickets for the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival at Sunset Park in October. And we'll see you back here tomorrow as we go for win number 3. On Michaela's.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
Hometown
so
Throwdown. Hang on one second.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. Can you be held to promises made whilst you're drunk? this guy, honestly. If you want to get weird about it, I know that we could get a lawyer on the phone and they would go, it's a verbal contract.
Oh, God.
Just the way that it was presented. Yeah. In a minute. I wanted to ask you that. I saw this. I've been sitting on this for a couple of days. I wanted to ask you because how many times per week, Michaela Gordon, would you say that you're in big high heels?
Oh, six.
Are your high heels at least 2.76 inches tall, do you believe? So 3-inch heels, at least?
Oh, yeah. I wear 5-inch heels. I'm 5 feet tall.
2 3/4. That's like that, right? So that's not a lot.
To some women, it is. To me, 5 inches. I just look better in a gown.
And no wider than 0.59 inches at the tip. So it sounds like tall and skinny, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The reason I bring it up, do you believe you could travel 100 meters? And listen, even right now, just me being me, 100 meters in 16.55 seconds? Do you think you could run 16 and a half seconds?
Yes,
100,
I do.
100 meters?
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes, I do. I just got these corn removers actually on Amazon, and so now I can do anything.
Now that your corns are gone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that I've got the right
feet grandmother
preparation.
My grandmother had corns.
Listen, I'm a woman who is honest, and I wear those stupid heels, and that's what they've created.
Oh.
And now that I have the cushions, I can sprint all day.
The heels make the corns.
Yeah. They're so skinny. They squeeze your little fat toes. And now after 20 years of squeezing my little sausage toes, I need them.
Is a corn just a callus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it sounds grosser than it is. It's just like calloused skin.
It just is.
Like guitar players. My feet are guitar players.
I got to be honest. The 16 and a half seconds of going 100 meters, does that include resting halfway through? Do they pause the clock and then when I start again?
Maybe.
50 meters and then...
Hold on, breath break, and I'm off.
And then, orange wedge, maybe?
Yeah.
Wedge. Here's why I ask. Do you think you could do it in heels backwards?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I can.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I can.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I can.
You realize we're gonna set this up and I'm gonna make you do it now.
Good, I can't wait. I live in high heels, and I will tell you differently. I was incredible at skating at Crystal Palace backwards, and then I learned how to do everything backwards. I could do it in a heartbeat.
In 16 and a half seconds. It's a world record, by the way.
Yes.
I'll bet you could double that. 32 seconds and you still high heels backwards 100 yards, which is a little shorter.
Okay,
than
okay,
meters.
Okay, okay. If you gave me 32 long seconds, run. I could do it then.
I don't know, dude. I mean, I'm rooting for you. I love the idea.
I feel like you're questioning me.
It's the lack of humility and the arms folded that's got me going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, get with the
on
program.
This one. Get on board.
You're going to be my cheerleader,
get
whether you like it or not.
Get on the Michaela train.
Ask me again if I can. I'm questioning
myself.
You
really think you could do this?
No. In my mind, I'm like, oh my God, 16 seconds
that's
is
nuts.
So fast.
No, 16 is really fast. It is the world record. Christian Roberto Lopez Rodriguez from Spain broke his own world record.
Ugh.
It's the world record.
Yeah.
And I'm saying even double it. And that's a long way to go backwards in heels. 100 meters.
Okay, I feel like in 2-inch heels, I could do it.
How many times did you eat it? You'd eat it at least 4 times.
Oh my God, here's the problem. I eat it in flats. Like,
this is what I'm saying, going
enough.
Forward. Yeah, going forward, you'd eat it. This is what I'm saying. And
it's
you're like,
true.
And you're folding your arms, getting mad at me. And I'm like, buddy, I'm just trying to be a realist here. I'm not a hater. You know I'm not a hater.
Wait, I just have to preface. I'm only folding my arms because it's cold in here.
Fair.
However, if I did it in 2-inch heels, I think I could do it. 5-inch heels, let's quit kidding ourselves. Sounds a bit rough. 2-inch heels, I think so.
Yeah, that's true.
And then if I just ate it, just let me crawl to the finish line.
This is this guy's thing, too. He has more than 80 Guinness World Records, including fastest 400 meters in clogs.
Oh.
Fastest 100 meters wearing flip-flops.
Ooh, flip-flops is
hard. 12.1 seconds. This dude can run.
Yeah.
12.1.
I'm also screaming that a dude is the one that broke the record in heels.
Wait, will you look up what the Nevada State High School record is for the 100? Just regular? Fastest mile traveled while balancing a pool cue on a finger. He could do it. I couldn't even... It's a 6 minute mile, 5 minutes and 52 seconds while he's balancing a pool cue on a finger. That's amazing.
No, he's a legend for sure.
What's 10.33 seconds for
really? Well, this dude can do 100 meters wearing flip-flops in 12.1.
Well, apparently wearing anything.
10.33, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop wow. Gorman.
All right, well, I'll practice this weekend, and then I'll let you know how it goes. So have Lisa time me outside
the street. You won't, and you shouldn't.
Yeah, don't tear your hamstring.
Yeah, don't. This is bad. All of it's bad.
Well,
yeah.
We don't go to the gym. You go to the gym, so maybe you won't tear your hamstring.
No, the hammies are good. The hammies are ready.
No, but for sure, what do you call that, an Achilles? Yeah, it's bad.
Listen, I just imagine me being like, Lisa, you got to time me. I got to run in my high heels. She'd be like, Michaela, time yourself. I got to go.
I don't have time.
I'm not doing this today.
Two games left in high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. Game number 13 begins in less than 10 minutes.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
KLQC.
Really interested to see what happens here on this first guest of our next to last game of high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. We're going to give away two more sets of 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of Disney. And then, after we get all of those 14 winners taken care of, we're going to trade somebody out for a two-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and 4 3-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort.
So
the grand
good.
Prize. Who's going to start us off on game number 13, Adrian?
That'll be Delina Avalos from North Las Vegas.
All right. Delina, as you well know, it's a blessing and a curse on this one. Just because, you know, high number is
050.
The low number is
001.
So the good news is you got all the numbers to choose from, but don't overthink it. The you know, the tough part of it is that you got all the numbers to choose from.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Where are you going to start?
I understood that sigh so deeply.
Stranger things have happened.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go with 24.
024 to make it official.
024 officially.
Yeah. Why are you picking that one?
It's just a lucky number, I guess.
Yeah, I get it. I like 24. I like 24 a lot too. I don't necessarily like it in this situation, but
nope, too high.
Yeah, I don't like it.
All right.
I didn't like it here so much.
Yeah.
And by the way, me asking you final answer twice would not have helped the situation.
Yeah,
at all.
True.
You know
true.
What I mean? To get you to second guess that would not have helped anybody. No, you did good work.
Yeah, dude, you cut it right down the middle for everyone.
Yeah, and a little more. So it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good. All right. We'll try again at 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
We'll see.
Bye, Mama.
I just realized it kind of blows up my Easter egg a little. Not, and then, by the way, that's not a clue either. I'm just trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. 024 on the high end. 001 on the low end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Play again at 9 o'clock, and then tomorrow's a frenzy.
Jeez.
Tomorrow will be a lot of fun. Relationship rehab coming up in just a moment. Can you be held responsible to promises that you make when you're drunk? wait until you hear the whole thing first.
Okay.
So, because at first I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know, oh, stop. Well,
yeah, let it go.
It's broken up a friendship. Like, it's bad, bad.
Okay, I got
it
here.
It's bad. To the point of where I was like, you know what? We will all stipulate. I believe this. We will all stipulate at the beginning that pretty much everybody just needs to grow up first.
Okay.
First, y'all need to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Then, second of all, figure this thing out. All right, relationship rehab right after Post Malone. 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, I just got a text from my buddy Jiggy, one of my favorite people on the planet.
What up, Jiggy?
I love him dearly.
Love that name.
He's in a lift, headed to the airport. He's got a big job interview tomorrow.
Oh, break a leg.
God bless him. He says, my driver, Crystal, with a K, has the Chet Buchanan Show on in the car. It's going to be a great day. Much love.
Man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal. Crystal and Jiggy with
love
it.
You. Love you. You all right in there? You awfully quiet today.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just checking. He's got me. He's wearing my favorite shirt of his right now.
Looks like a little handsome devil.
Like a lavender.
Listen, Adrian's my hero.
The pinkish side of lavender. Why is he your hero?
He's my hero because I was getting my little red vines out of the vending machine a few minutes ago. And of course, they did not come out after I paid. And he came in and shaked it so hard. He got the red vines out for me anyway.
He's really a hero. He'd have got you a second one.
No, well.
Listen, the work he put in to get him.
Listen, that guy's a small business owner. I'm not trying to rip nobody off.
If I was really a hero, I wouldn't do what I'm about to do. Because, Michaela, I didn't want you to bring this up. Because, okay, so she got her red vines. I helped her out, right?
Yeah.
First off, I was heading to the bathroom. I overheard her upset because the machine got stuck. So I helped
cursing?
Her. Yeah. I heard someone go, oh, beep. I was like, what's going on? And then I
walked
in.
You're cursing out the machine?
Well, I couldn't get it.
By the way, one thing you should know about Michaela, do not get between her and her red vines.
Yeah.
Some people are crack addicts. Mm-hmm. Some people have to have caffeine. This one over here is a red vine fiend.
Psycho.
I bought her. My wife and I were at Costco, right? I got her the big tub. It didn't last a week.
Oh, God, I love those red vines.
Didn't last a week.
I know.
She ate them like a shark, dude. She'd have a, I'm like, are you bleeding? I'm like, are you bleeding? No, it's just red vines.
Uh-huh, just in my teeth. Vine.
Goo. So, like all over the place. Sorry.
So I helped her out. She got her red vines, and then I'm going back to what I was doing, going to the bathroom. So she's going to the bathroom, too, so she's behind me. And as we're talking.
Ew, with your red vines?
Wait a minute. Hold that thought. So as we're walking, she has them in her hands. But then she was about to open them. And I looked at her. And then she's like, okay, fine.
I'm dirty.
Like, you're nasty as hell. What's wrong with you?
You guys are
this
nasty.
This is what you do at home?
Listen, this is what I do in my own privacy. You interrupted me, okay?
And I would have open red vines into the bathroom.
Yeah, well.
You know what? I'm a believer. God made dirt and dirt don't hurt.
Yeah, me too, okay?
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't have opened
them in dirt.
Well, I didn't.
Did you take them in the stall? Stick them in the stall, or did you leave them on the counter?
No, I left them on the counter.
Either way.
Yeah, I didn't open them. I would have.
No, you're not okay with counter.
No, absolute counter. Hell no. And then even just as bad as the air.
Oh, grow
like if you opened it up.
I can live with counter.
Yeah, you guys, I ate dirt when I was little. Okay, I'm not worried about red vines in a bathroom.
You can live with it on the counter if it's opened. Because
yeah,
he
can.
I'm going to think twice.
He's going to think twice, but yes, he could. He's just like me, but now he feels called out, so he's going to say no, he can't.
That's how fast she's talking. She's
Michaela, the only way it's kind of cool is if you have the red vines in your mouth.
Don't try to.
Now you're in the stall with candy in your mouth.
Were you slamming them down your neck in the stall?
What I do in the stall is no one's business.
This is all true.
You know what?
Just alone in a stall, shoving red vines in my mouth.
I'm just envisioning like four of them hanging out of your mouth.
I just gotta have them.
You just did that crab in the bucket thing too, trying to drag me back down with you.
Yeah, acting like she don't eat at home.
You guys, I thought this was relationship rehab.
Honestly, you don't get the advantage. Oh no, you do on the camera.
Yeah,
you've seen it on the camera. It's Shark Week in that room all the time. We should put a video up of
you
her.
Guys.
Should have a montage of her eating red vines.
I'm two steps ahead. It's already been built.
Figured
the end
much.
Of the year is gonna go crazy.
You little traitors.
We're like, why is this 2 hours long? Because she eats.
It's endearing. It's endearing. It's just part of you.
Like a little mouse.
It's just part of you.
Chad, I thought we were gonna talk about drunk people making verbal contracts.
Yeah, but this was way better. We still have time. Actually, not much.
You want a red vine?
You know what I'm saying?
Not those. That's the whole point of this.
Ew. Yeah, your potty ones. Your potty vines. I'm not eating any.
Yeah, you want a little potty red vine.
I'm not eating I'm not eating your potty vines.
Why?
And by the end, we're out of time, so I'm holding over relationship rehab until tomorrow. So there.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Isn't that the truth? By the way, Relationship Rehab, had we chosen to do it, brought to you by San Gennaro Feast, September 17th through the 21st at the M. That's next week.
I know,
dude. next week, this time, we'll be ankle deep in rigatoni. I mean, I'm telling you what,
yeah,
man. Yeah.
Except my rigatoni is going to be in Philadelphia. Sausage, I'm taking the San Gennaro vibes to Philly, baby.
Yes, let's make this about you.
Okay, let's. Great, can't wait. Keep going. I'm Italian. I thought the San Gennaro Fest was for me.
It is. It should
can
be.
Can I tell you something?
Wait a minute. We did miss an opportunity. Why are you not headlining this thing?
Listen, I used
Why
to with
not...
Tony Sacco when I was 7 years old.
Yes.
And the Shintas and Tony Sacco were like running that. Oh, yeah. I
Next
sing every year.
Next year. We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you excited? Are you guys, we don't have much time right now, but are you set for this trip? Because I imagine knowing between you and your father, Michaela's taking her dad to an Eagles game. She needed to put some good in his life after he lost his wife earlier this year. So they're going to go see the Eagles and they're going to go see the old hood.
Yeah.
How neurotic is this trip right now?
Listen. I love my father so much, but anybody knows traveling with a man who doesn't travel often, isn't really familiar with Uber or how checked baggage works. I have had a time with this man, but we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time if we don't murder him first. No, he's wonderful.
He doesn't understand the idea of getting into a stranger's car.
Doesn't understand why we would get into a stranger's car. And then doesn't understand, like, very much like my uncle. One time I put my uncle in an Uber and he tipped the guy cash.
Sure.
Not understand, which is endearing. But you're like, also, daddy, get in the car.
And is he certain that they're going to lose his luggage? Is that your other deal?
Terrified. And he's putting some of his wife's, like a shirt of hers and like her perfume. Like he's bringing a couple of things that he just wants to travel with. I mean, it's been 3 months. He's having a pretty hard time. So he's like, I don't want him to lose it. And I'm like,
then put it in a carry-on.
Yeah, no, he's going to. That's why he won't check anything. He doesn't want to check any
baggage.
He's not
checking anything.
No.
Yeah, for the weekend, you can get away with that.
Yeah, I guess. But it's just his mentality. He's like, well, they'll lose it. And I'm like, I don't know if they will. But you know what? Go off, sis. Like, who am I? And then he let me know that he will not be having any beer at the Eagles game. He thought long and hard about it. But the wheat in the beer actually gives him agita, and he doesn't want to experience any of that in a new city that we haven't been together in for many years. It's the list is long.
Agita, save you some money.
Agita is a heartburn thing, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
And the older we get, the worse heartburn.
So he's worried about heartburn. Mm-hmm. An Italian-American slang term referring to a feeling of anxiety, stress, or the digestive discomfort of heartburn or indigestion.
Yep, so he won't be having any beer at the game. He let me know that multiple times, to which I said, I don't drink, so it doesn't matter to
Great
me, babe.
Dad.
Like, whatever, girl.
Great dad.
Yeah, okay, cool. And then that was, he wants me to see the Liberty Bell. That's important to him.
It's very important to him. I would want to go see the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
Do you not care about the Liberty Bell?
I care if he cares. I just didn't know he was so passionate about the Liberty Bell. Now I know. Because he's said it 100 times.
Are you going to Pat's or Geno's? Don't yell at me, Philly people. I know, but it's a touristy spot.
He didn't say that. We actually have a cousin that owns a restaurant out there. Sure. So he might want to go see them.
You'll eat more than once.
Rocky statue?
Yeah, you're going to go to the right. Yeah, you're going to go to the Rocky statue?
Now, I would love nothing more than to bring my father Rocky from Philly and stand him next to the Rocky statue in Philly.
Sure, Rocky with Rocky.
Rocky.
You got to do it for the gram.
Listen, so yeah, he didn't, but he doesn't have that on the agenda. This is his trip. I'm just paying for it and hugging him the entire way. And then
he has an agenda?
Calling Lisa. Yeah, he does. He's got a couple things. He does.
I'm kind of that guy. Mm-hmm. I've learned not to be that guy.
Yeah, I said, why don't you let loose? And he said, I am. And I was like, okay, good.
Yeah,
this is him letting loose.
Well, because if he puts bumpers up, then that allows him to, so he's still got control.
And he said that. He said, Mika, I have a control issue. And I was like, okay, you know what? Say less. Okay, thank you for your honesty.
Right. So, great. If I may wrestle back control.
Please do.
Just for a moment. Relationship Rehab, once again, brought to you by San Gennaro Feast, happening here in Las Vegas. September 17th through the 21st at the M. Would you like tickets? Because usually we would give them away for relationship rehab, but we did not. But we will now. 4 single-day general admission tickets to San Gennaro Feast at the M, courtesy of our friends at the San Gennaro Feast. For caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898.
The Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5. KLQC.
You said she's nervous?
That sounds a little nervous.
A little nervous. Well, this is getting this.
But nervous could be a good thing.
Uh-huh. So, excited.
Nerves, if you use it to fuel you. Use it to help you focus.
Mm-hmm.
Also, based on the last name, it's a family affair. The whole family's trying to win tickets. So I think this is the daughter of one of our callers. So
Tell me. Okay, so
we have a Jenny Pace that always calls in, but now playing right now is her daughter.
Oh.
Yeah, we're moving generations with Annalise right. Pace from North Las Vegas.
That's right.
Yes.
This show is generational.
Damn right. I'm going to put that in a promo.
I love that. Annalise, is everything that Adrian's saying true? Are you related to Jenny?
Yes, my mom.
Right on. Good.
So how many, cute.
Is it just you and your mom that are trying to play, or is you got other people involved too?
No, we got me trying to play.
How many?
A lot of people, maybe.
A lot.
Yes.
At least 10.
How do you divide up 4 tickets amongst, you know, all these different people?
Well, at that point, whoever wins, wins.
I got you.
I love that.
Competition.
Wait, can I just tell you too? I don't want to make it about me, but Annalise is one of my favorite names, and it's my middle name, and I never hear it. Oh, so I feel like the vibe is right, sis. I'm rooting for you.
So she has to win now because this is magical. So it just makes sense.
It's generational, and the names are in the family.
Generational and magical, baby.
Yes. Annalise, you've got this, babe.
Because that's my middle name. I love that.
That's right. Annalise is not a very common name.
I was just teasing you earlier because we were talking about San Gennaro Feast, and you went, well, I can't go because I'm going to Philadelphia. I'm taking San Gennaro. That was all. I was just teasing you.
Yeah, and I'm teasing back.
Okay, good. Listen, don't put a bite in your voice right now.
I might.
You guys need
some Disney magic. We need to go to Disney. What's going on, guys?
You know, honest to God, my mom would have made us hug right now. You two hug.
Annalise, I'm sorry. We usually keep this last. We're fighting in front of guests, guys. Stop.
We have company. Stop.
And Annalise is like, I'm nervous already, and this is out of my comfort zone.
I got 10 people relying on
this. This is all weird. Yeah, this is all weird. Okay, so.
10 times now.
Okay. Big deep breath. Big deep breath. High number, Michaela?
024.
Uh-huh. Low number?
001.
And no pressure, but you guys share a name.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to win.
Come on.
What's your guess?
I'm going to say 18.
018. Final answer?
Yes.
You sure about that?
No. Nope. 019.
019. Final answer?
Yeah.
019.
Nope. Too low.
Now, what I would say is 019 would be a number that would be overthought. Because that's where we started this. And maybe what I think is obvious is not so obvious. But, this is where it gets good. A 1 in 4 chance starts tomorrow. We got to give away 2 of them. 2 of them in 4 guesses.
Oh, come on.
I'd stay close, everybody.
Yeah.
Really, really close. Oh.
What?
Really, really close.
Oh. Annalise, really, really close.
Really, really, really close. Annalise.
We'll try tomorrow.
Call back tomorrow. Bye. I'm hanging up. Bye.
Bye, girl.
Bye. Jeez, bye. Hang up the phone. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Michaela, mm-hmm. really,
really
close.
Really close. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
1 in 20, 21, 22, 23. One in four chance at high low. I want to go to Disneyland. 6 a.m. tomorrow. Really, really close.
Okay. Listen, you guys.
Yeah. I don't think we can. I believe the point has been made.
Good.
All right. Good.
Okay, good.
Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people, abnormal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Do you do DIY projects at home?
Yeah.
Like what? What was the last one you did?
Okay, well, actually, I wanted to DIY my own nails because they get expensive. And so I got all of this stuff. And then I didn't do it right. And it looked awful. So I'm not great at DIYs, actually. I just try.
Do you fix stuff around the house? That's where I'm going at.
Yeah. Lisa, particularly, my partner.
It's incredibly rewarding.
Yes, it is. Oh, it is.
And now science backs this up. Completing DIY home projects gives millennials and Gen Z, in particular, a confidence boost that will last nearly 2 months.
Yeah.
Nearly 9 in 10 said, I wouldn't say if you'd ask me, I go, I feel good for a week. You know, maybe a two, but almost 2 months. nearly 9 in 10 said finishing home projects makes them feel accomplished for at least 6 weeks afterward. 4 out of 5 agree nothing beats completing DIY work independently. Are you a go find it on YouTube and learn how to do it person?
Yeah, I am. And when I do finish something, I feel that. I feel like for 2 months, I'm like, I did this.
Man, would you do these though? Would you install flooring?
Yeah.
The most intimidating projects. Homeowners finish more projects than renters. That makes sense.
Sure.
Most intimidating tasks include installing flooring, caulking tubs. I would do that. Flooring, I'd be freaked out about. Doing the tub, that's easy. Honestly, it's pretty easy. Repairing drywall. Repairing drywall is scary, but it's not that hard.
Okay.
And especially after you've done it once or twice.
The only thing that would freak me out is depending on how expensive it is. Like cutting tile, if it's so expensive and you can't like take it back, I'd be scared to do that.
But drywall's not.
No, like you could just mess it up.
Common first projects were painting, easy. Mounting TVs, I've got to do that today. Hanging pictures, all of that. Despite interest, 1 in 6 have no tools because they can't afford them. I just thought all of this was really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and also, you know, if you got to choose between a PSL and, you know, and a wrench, PSL all day long, obviously.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know before we go, you ready for the dumbest thing you're going to hear all day?
Yeah.
If you are allergic to cats.
Yeah.
It means you're also allergic to lions and tigers.
Well.
Then again, if you're close enough to one.
I was just thinking.
Sneezing is probably, or getting itchy.
Yeah, the allergies are the least of my concern.
Exactly.
My God.
No doubt about it. Ping pong is trademarked. The actual word, ping pong.
Really?
Yeah.
I took silence because I was thinking about what you were saying.
Yeah, no, it blew my mind too. That you could hear it when I said it.
Yeah.
Parker Brothers had the trademark. They enforced it back in the day. You had to call it table tennis.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't call it ping pong without paying them. For the past 50 years, the U.S. trademark has been owned and licensed by a sporting goods company called Escalade Sports. Literally, you're not supposed to say ping pong. You're supposed to say table tennis unless you're paying those people.
That's crazy.
And just let this blow your mind really quick. A full-size NBA basketball court, what is it, 94 by 50? Don't ask why I know that.
That's
the stuff rattling around in my brain. A full-size NBA basketball court easily fits inside a soccer penalty box.
Oh, my God.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Almost Friday. Almost Woo! The final day of high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. You know we're going to get all the way to 14. You know, so tomorrow's going to be crazy. Have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. I'm pretty clean today. Stuff that you would not be interested in behind the scenes, but you will be interested in later. Adrian.
Yes, sir. It is fight week in Las Vegas. Canelo Crawford Saturday night at the Legion Stadium. So we are heading to Media Day, which means a lot of new content on Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Go subscribe on YouTube, watch, listen, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok for some behind the scenes. It's at Heavyweight Radio. That's all I got.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And I will be at Delilah tonight.
What?
I know. It's been a while, so I'll be there tonight. And I'm excited. So,
but are you hosting?
No, I'm singing.
What?
I know.
What?
I'm making a comeback, people.
It's a big deal, as evidenced by the what? Again, have an amazing day. Call somebody and tell them you love them that you haven't told in a while, because you never know when you might not get that chance again. And call somebody else, or it might even be the same person. Tell them they're doing good. People need to hear it. Yeah. It's important. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Bye, sorry.
The Chet Buchanan Show.